Hello and welcome to the Everything Phil Collins podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I encourage you to subscribe if you enjoyed this week's episode. I also want to let you know that these podcasts are actually taken from our YouTube channel, and you can find out more about our YouTube videos by going to everythingphilcollins.com, where you'll get a link to watch all of our videos there, as well as some of the other cool stuff that we have on our website, everythingphilcollins.com. But I just wanted to let you know that this was originally a YouTube video, and so when I'm talking about certain visuals or if I'm holding something up to the camera, you might be missing out on that. So if you want to watch these episodes as videos, go to everythingphilcollins.com or just enjoy today's podcast episode. A couple of weeks ago, I did an episode on the top 10 best Genesis album openers. So it only seems fair that we take a look at the best Genesis album closers. As you should probably know by now, this list is completely subjective. Although I think I'm the smartest person in the world, it's just my list. So while I'm blabbing on with my personal list of the best Genesis album closers, I want you to start making notes of what your list is. And at the end, I want you to post it in the comments so that we can all see how our lists vary. Ready to go? So we're gonna start at the very bottom. We're gonna start with the 10th best album closer, and we're gonna go all the way to what I think is the best album closer from Genesis. Like with the openers, this is kind of a hard game to play because there's a lot of great album closers. In fact, all of the last songs on the album, similar to almost all of the first songs on the albums from Genesis, could make this list. Also, I reserve the right to change my mind. I will tell you, I changed my mind after I published my last video about the best album openers. I changed my mind on a few things. Some of you convinced me, and I you know, so it's hard, right? Like I'm thinking about this for a couple of weeks. I'm putting this list together. I'm shuffling things around a little bit. But then, like, you just change your opinion and something happens and you're like, oh, actually, I think I would have moved this song around. So if you think I'm wrong, I might agree with you in a couple of days. As you're making your list, keep in mind my criteria. My criteria for the best album openers was these kind of like a big intro song, like Behind the Lines, or like something that really gets your attention and just feels like really epic. And so I kind of have the same criteria for the last song. And I'll talk about the two different types of album closers that I recognize from Genesis, but I do feel like it has to be like a nice little bow on the album. So let's dive in and let's go with number 10. Here's a clue for number 10. Starting at the bottom of this list is a song I don't even think really should be on this list. It doesn't really meet my criteria at all. I want to put it on here because I really want to discuss it. It's kind of an interesting song, and it's definitely one of their most interesting album closers. In fact, I think it's probably one of their best songs of all time, and I think it's probably their worst album closer. So I've given you some clues. Any hints? I'll give you another clue. This song is probably one of their best hit songs, and it's actually in their top five most popular songs of all time, but it's not a very great album closer. It's Follow You, Follow Me from And Then There Were Three. What a weird album closer. Now, full disclosure, I love this song. In fact, I would say it's in my top three Genesis songs of all time, and some days it's my number one favorite song. I think it's a beautiful love song. It's such a cool little drum riff, some great synth solos, some great electric guitar. Obviously, I love that phaser sound from Mike. The simplicity of the song, it's a timeless song. Like, it's still being played today. It's being covered today. It's a timeless song. But as an album closer, why? I mean, I think Another Three is such a weird record. And I mean, I vacillate on it. Some days I think it's a great record. Sometimes I think it's a horrible record. And then I put it on. I'm like, no, it's a good record. But still, Follow You, Follow Me just doesn't fit on this record in any way. Obviously, this song would change their trajectory and be like, hey, we need some more of these short love songs. I don't know if the band has ever discussed why this was an album closer. If you know, let me know in the comments. Why did they put this at the end? I mean, the record company heard it and knew it was a single, right? It was a lead-off single, so why wouldn't it have been earlier in the record? Could have been number two. I think it could have been, you know, I think it could have been Down and Out, or like an opener like Deep in the Motherlode, and then Follow You, Follow Me, or maybe those two songs, maybe, like, I don't know, like maybe kind of like two big prog openers and then a little bit of breath of fresh air with Follow You From It. Anyway, it's a great song, but it's not a great album closer. I just wanted to mention it because it's so weird. You know what I mean? And it is like, I think it's one of their best songs. So I kind of had to put it on this list because I think it's better than some of the songs I've left off this list. Moving on, number nine. Number nine is It's Gonna Get Better. from the self-titled album, or Shapes, as some people refer to it. I really like this song. I think it's a really cool song. I love that reverse sound that's coming in and out. I think it's, here's what this song does, and I think it's one of my favorite songs on the album. And I think this tune really redeems side B, in my opinion. But this made me think that there's two different types of album closers. And I'll give you a visualization to see if you agree with this. But to me, the most common type of album closer is like this big, epic, you know, arena song, something like Fading Lights or Afterglow or even Los Endos, right? And then the alternative type of closing song is something that's a little bit more subdued, but it is like something like It's Gonna Get Better or even another record. And I see those two visuals as like, one is like the, you know, at the end of a concert, not necessarily a Genesis concert, any concert. At the end of a concert, there's like, the band will play this like big, huge song before the encore and everyone will get emotional, goosebumps, tears, and they go off the stage and there's pyrotechnics and the lighting's incredible. That to me is like the big epic album closer. And then, you know, when you leave a show and the house lights come on and the crew starts to dismantle the stage and they usually play like kind of nice music that's like sort of chill music. And it feels like this is cool music to walk out and to go home to. And so that to me is like the two different album closers. And so I would say It's Gonna Get Better. Another record would be another example, but It's Gonna Get Better has that feeling of like, okay, the album's over. Thanks for coming. It's not a big epic closer in the way that like Duke's End is, but it's a different kind of album closer. And so for me, it works. I don't think Follow You, Follow Me works at all as an album closer, but It's Gonna Get Better is not a big, massive song, but it's just a really nice walk out of the theater, house lights are on. I like it. I like it a lot. Another one of my criteria, and this is very similar, we talked about on the album openers list, but another one of my criteria is lyrics, right? Does the lyrics convey any sort of like end of the album feel? And certainly It's Gonna Get Better does. So does Fading Lights. Okay, moving on to number eight is The Fountain of Salmasis from Nursery Crime. Is that how you say it? Salmasis or Salmasis? Salmasis? I don't know. It's Greek, right? I'm not sure. Anyway, you know, this is an interesting tune, and it was tough to talk about the epics of the early Genesis career when it comes, because, I mean, they were kind of over the top on almost every song. It's like almost every song from the first couple of albums could have been an album closer. I don't think this is like an amazing song, a fantastic album closer, but I do think it shows them reserving themselves a little bit. Like, it's not that long of a song. I really love the beautiful melodies of this. And one of the things I'm critical for of like some of the earlier work is when they don't have the melodic arrangements that they would have later in their career. But when a Peter Gabriel tune is like super melodic or has moments of an incredible melody, that to me is fantastic because you get the best of both worlds. You get like the catchy melody and you get the kind of exciting, interesting art rock. That melody to me is a really great closer. That we are da, 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 da. Like that is so good. The drumming on this is like one of Phil's best. Absolutely one of Phil's best. The stereo mix is really cool too. There's like vocal things ping ponging all around. Yeah, great tune. I feel like the album closers weren't the way to close an album. Didn't seem to be that big of a deal back in those early days for Genesis. That's when I'm putting this list together. I feel like they really started to think a little bit more about the album closer. I don't know. That just could be a theory. Okay, number seven. This was a hard tune to find a spot for because it could have been number 10, it could have been number one, and it could have been left off the list. So number seven is a good spot for it, and that's The Brazilian from Invisible Touch. I love the fact that they close with an instrumental. They've done that before on Duke. I love The Brazilian. I think it's super ambitious. I love that they played it live. They played it live early in the set. I wish they had done it on one of the last two tours. That could have been really cool. Unlike Follow You, Follow Me, I actually think Throwing It All Away would have been a really good album closer, especially if they kind of extended it a little bit. But I think it's actually just a beautiful, I've said before, it would have been a great tour closer before the encore, but they didn't listen to me. But I think it could have closed out this pop record of Invisible Touch, Throwing It All Away. But instead of going that route, and I imagine they thought about it, instead of going that route, they put this instrumental at the end. Instead of maybe putting this instrumental after Domino and then closing with Throwing It All Away, they closed with Throwing It All Away and then kind of had The Brazilian as his encore. And I think that's good because I think it kind of like reestablishes the seriousness of this band, the art, progressive, experimental version of this band, as opposed to it just being a Phil Collins record, closing with something like Take Me Home or Find a Way to My Heart. Like, I mean, Phil has great album closers. Let's talk about that another day. But I think to kind of like reestablish, hey, we're a serious band here and we're not going to close with a love ballad like Throwing It All Away. And so they close with The Brazilian, and I think that works. I love this tune, and I love it as an album closer. It's a short record, too. And so when an album closes with something like this, you kind of go, oh, man, I want to hear this record again. Moving on, number six is Supper's Ready from Foxtrot. Of course, this had to be on the list somewhere. The pros and cons of this song is that it's an entire side of a record. So it's kind of an opener and a closer. I don't even know if they consider this to be an album closer, as it is like just half of the album. But for that reason, I had to be on my list, not just because it's really popular and an epic tune, but I think just kind of the boldness of saying, you know what, we're going to dedicate the majority of this record to one giant piece of music that contains multiple pieces of music. And I think that's why it earns its spot on this list, is because it's bold and exciting and really unique. I'm not one of like the biggest diehard fans of Supper's Ready. I know that there are people out there, but I think when it comes to album closers, I think the last movement, Eggs, is the last few minutes is what really qualifies it as a great ender. It's the melody. Again, going back to when we have these super ambitious tunes from early Genesis that still contain a beautiful melody, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, that incredible epic closer, right? Like, so that to me is why it's on this list. And it could be number one. I don't care. It's going to be number one on a lot of your lists. That's okay. Okay. Number five is an interesting one. I would say this is probably the most underrated Genesis song of all time. It's a song I wish they had played a lot more. In fact, I wish they played this more than In the Cage. What is it? What is it? What is it? It's It from The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway is so big and so epic that it overshadows any one song, aside maybe from Carpet Crawlers. Like, one of the cons of The Lamb is that you can't see the trees for the forest. And I think It is not only one of their best album closers, I think it's one of their best songs. And it's a song we don't hear talked about very much. It's a song that almost doesn't even feel like it would fit on The Lamb. I don't know why I love this so much as an album closer. It doesn't really fit my criteria of like that kind of subdued walking out of the arena with the house lights on, but it also doesn't really necessarily fit that big, epic, slow, swelling song. But there's something about it that is just so cool. Such a great way to end that epic double album. I think for me, it's just that keyboard solo. That's really what gets it for me at the end of the record. I think it's such a celebratory song. Like I said, I wish that they had played it live. Maybe it's too fast. I don't know. Maybe it's too complicated. Maybe they think it didn't build as much as In the Cage. But I'm sure they did play it, right? I'm sure you'll tell me the times they played it. But In the Cage, they kept playing and playing and playing all the time. Same with Carpet Crawlers. But I just feel like this is one that they should have pulled out. It would have been really exciting to hear live in the later years. Let me know what you think about It. It's just so weird how it's just like, I think it's underrated. I think it's underrated. By the way, another video soon to come is the top 10 most underrated Genesis songs. So let me know if you have any of those you'd like me to cover. Okay, moving on to number four, we're getting here into the top five, is Duke's End. Where am I going to put Duke's End, right? Behind the Lines won for the best when I did that video. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. But the number one selection for the best album openers was Behind the Lines. And so Duke's End is kind of a reprise of that. I mean, there's this whole thing going on with Duke's travels and the whole sweet ending. It was hard. Where do I put that on the list? I had to put it at the end because there's no lyrics. So it doesn't have, I think it loses a couple points because it's kind of already another song. Like this can't win as the best album opener and the best album closer, but it's pretty darn close. I had to put it high on the list though. I mean, originally I had it much lower. And now that I'm talking about it, you know, maybe I would put It before it, but it's hard because it's just an incredible, incredibly epic tune that it actually deserves to win both gold in the openers and both gold in the closers. So I don't know. This is a tough one, but that suite is just so epic. And I love Duke. You know that. So my apologies. Number three Number three is Los Endos from A Trick of the Tail. And I think I would that this is maybe my favorite tune on this record. Hard to say. There's so many. But when I watch live videos of these guys, especially from that era, this was like the most exciting tune that they would play. I think it was this tune, right? Did they kind of like weave it a little bit with I Know What I Like at some point? Many times over the years, I can't remember, but I know that this was one they considered playing on the most recent tour in 2021, which would have been really cool. I mean, even in the name, Los Endos, like this has to be on the list. And so I think number three, it for me, the top three can be interchangeable. Totally. I have no issues with that. I love Los Endos, an incredible tune. And this is what I'm talking about. Epic. This is as epic as it can get when you watch them roll the credits. Once they hit that reprise, the bump, 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 and the credits roll on that, like that one tour that you can see a lot of. It's just incredible. It's such a spectacle. And the way they end it live is beautiful. Seconds Out is beautiful. I mean, now I'm talking myself into putting this number one, but I can't because there's still more songs. Number two is Afterglow. Afterglow will top pretty much any list out there. It could top underrated songs, maybe. It could top the best Genesis songs of all time. It could top the best Phil Collins era, whatever. I just think this is a fantastic song, and the proof is in the pudding because it was in the live shows infinitely, minus a few years here and there, but we always get to hear a little bit of it. This is like Coldplay of the 70s. It's just an absolutely beautiful tune. Lyrically, feels really great as a closer. I feel like when you look at Los Endos and you look at Afterglow, this short little era, which is really only like from the writing to releasing, to writing, recording may only be 2 years or less. This little era gives me the sense that they knew what an album closer should be because Los Endos and Afterglow are really epic. And I feel like they were pretty intentional with creating an album closer that felt like an album closer. I love Afterglow. And finally, number one is Fading Lights. I'll tell you why. If I had made this list 10 years ago, it could be different. 20 years ago, it could be different. Who knows? But Fading Lights is, you know, I wouldn't even say it's my favorite song on this list because this is not my favorite tunes, by the way. I just feel like when it comes to an album closer, this is a great song. It's very long. It has a ton of dynamics, a incredible keyboard solo. Too bad they truncated it on the latest tour. But at least they touched on it a little bit. But I really think that the title and the lyrics and then what would become essentially the end of traditional or whatever Genesis, no disrespect to Ray, but I just feel like what this song became took on so much more meaning. You know what I mean? And so that's why it's in the top spot is because of the lyrics. Tony's lyrics are just gut-wrenching when you think about the band. And you just think about that concept of like, take like Dutchess, for example, like, Dutchess is like a song that talks about like the trajectory of a career of a pop star. And Fading Lights is kind of the period to that sentence. And so it's heartbreaking. It's sad to think that this is the end. Will we be remembered? I think as all these years go on, and I mean, the band is still alive. They're still making music. They're still doing things. And we're what, 30 years removed from this track? I have to make the argument for Fading Lights being their best album closer. Maybe not musically. That could go to Endos. Maybe not. Emotionally, that could go to Afterglow. Maybe not Ambition, that could go to Supper's Ready. But I just feel like when you take a little bit of everything that makes a good album closer, Fading Lights has it. And I also love that, you know, for the people who kind of checked out of the pop era of Genesis, they kind of came back for Fading Lights. Fading Lights was like that, you know, that and maybe Driving the Last Spike kind of just won back some of the harsher Genesis critics. So that's my list. Number 10 is Follow You, Follow Me. Number 9 is It's Gonna Get Better. Number 8 is The Fountain of, number 7 is The Brazilian, number 6 is Supper's Ready, number 5 is It, number 4 is Duke's End, number 3 is Los Endos, number 2 is Afterglow, and number 1 is Fading Lights. So I want to know your list, please. I feel like we'll be a little closer here, although things will maybe change around. Now let's ask these questions. We only did albums here, by the way, because we didn't, you know, Inside and Out would be kind of a cool album closer, but we just did proper studio albums. So some of you will throw in songs from live albums. You can do that if you want. I think that's breaking the rules. We're not doing any B-sides or any, you know, bonus albums, whatnot. Obviously, I left off Calling All Stations. I can't remember what the album closer is there, but I listened to it. It's not really a great closer. From Genesis to Revelation, nah, whatever. Another record is cool. It kind of checks that box of that kind of mellow, sort of like it's going to get better, but it just didn't make it the list. It couldn't bump anything, justified to bump anything off the list. Selling England by the Pound is Isle of Plenty, right? And no, that doesn't make sense. And The Knife from Trespass, for me, that doesn't make sense either. It's a decent song. It's one of their most popular songs at that time. I actually think there's like more melodic songs on that album that maybe would have worked as a closer. Maybe Dusk or Stagnation, I think, would have been a better closer. I don't know why they went with The Knife. Maybe it was like the timings for the grooves on the record. I don't know. But that's my list, and I'm sticking to it until I decide to change my mind, which will probably be in about an hour from now. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe and leave a comment below with your list of the top 10 best Genesis album closers. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to find out more about the show, go to everythingphilcollins.com. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review of the show. That really helps.